Audio by Nightfawn. Find me on r/Nightfawn or on Pornhub or YouTube under the username Nightfawn. This content was created by a consenting adult for other consenting adults. Do not consume this content if you are under the age of 18 or considered a minor in your place of residence. And please do not repost or republish my work. Thank you and enjoy.
You're awake. Finally. Look, there's no time for questions. I've been watching you sleep for what feels like hours. What, did you just expect to open your eyes and see some brooding, glittering creature come to whisk you away? Yeah. Sometimes I am. I watch over our companions, too. But all in good faith and intent, I assure you. There are nights when the only thing that can soothe my worries is to know that I'm protecting you all. But this time is different. In the past, I shielded you from danger. Now, I am the danger. Please don't shout for help. Church soldiers will come, but they will help me, and it will only get so much worse for you. I have to kill you. I'm sorry. I would rather give you a swift, merciful death than the alternative, because if you fell into the hands of the church, if you fell into the hands of the church, it would be a fate worse than death, I assure you. Of course I don't want to. I want nothing less than to throw aside my orders. To forget the church, to forget... You knew all this time that you had infernal blood in you. And you kept it concealed. From our companions? From me? For what reason? Don't answer that. I'm sure I can guess. There is a secret decree for all those under oath at the church to find and forfeit the lives of those with infernal blood. I'd heard whispers of it from loose lips around the time I first swore myself to the church, but I had thought it malicious propaganda meant to harm the image of my benefactors. Surely, no entity who accepted someone of lowly status like I had been would do something like that, but I was wrong. When I received word that the high priest wanted to commune with me, I thought he meant to commend us for saving the people of this country. But the words he spoke through the scrying mirror tonight, the perverse elation he took in describing the atrocities that he and the founding members of the church, the servants of the divine, had committed. I could not speak even one word. My tongue felt swollen in my mouth. My heart felt like it had been dropped to the floor. And then they gave me my orders. He told me what... what has to be done. An inquisitor has arrived at the camp tonight. She is waiting in her tent for me to complete my mission. I am to kill you and bring your infernal heart as proof to her and my masters. I will not waver. Well, if I'm hesitating, then why aren't you defending yourself? I know you have power that rivals mine. I would never blame you for doing so. In fact, I would welcome such an honorable death. No. Of course I wouldn't have considered killing you in your sleep. If I am to do this, if I am to kill you, I wouldn't do it the cowardly way. I wanted to give you the chance to fight back. Those are the values I've stood by, even before I came to the church. I would never want this. Not to anyone. but especially not to you. Here. But if I don't do this, I would be breaking my vow. I know you're aware of how important that is to me. I've sinned. Yes, but never like that. So please, pick up your weapon and stand against me. If you win, I want you to run. I want you to run as far and as fast as you can, and don't look back. Don't give me that. We've trained together and battled together. I know what you're capable of. Now do it. This is my responsibility alone to bear, and I will not have you getting caught up in it. Now get ready. Why? Why are you just standing there? Even when I have a sword pointed at you, why are you looking at me like that? You're awful. You're incorrigible and awful and a troublemaker at heart, and I hate you. Fine. Fine, you win. Get your things. We're leaving. Pack what you can, but pack light. And here, take these robes. You'll look like a healer, and no one ever questions the healer. I may not be as sneaky as you, but in this simple mail, I look like any other soldier. I'll be fine. Look, the Inquisitor is certain of her orders. She's just passing through on her way to find the next poor bastard to execute. She won't be watching, but she will notice when I haven't reported back by morning. No, we can't involve the rest of the party. I can assure you that the servants of the Divine will be after us alone. You're right. Of course, they would try to interrogate our companions. There's a squire I trust. I can send her to warn them to leave immediately. She will not talk nor ask questions, but if I do this, you have to promise to do as I say. All right. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere. If you're discovered, call for me. I won't let them take you. And don't underestimate them. They have ways of dulling your infernal powers. All right. It's done. We must count on the Divine to save our companions, for they are without sin in this matter. We sinners must save ourselves. Follow me and keep your head down and don't say anything, even if spoken to. If anyone speaks to you, I'll say you're under a vow of silence. I'm escorting this healer to the outpost. He's needed there. Open the gate. Just keep your hands on your sleeves and your hood up. It's raining a bit now, so that should help. Good, we're out. I wanted to take the horses, but that would have been too much risk. And we both know you're a terrible rider, too. Wait. We've been found out. Run into the forest, now! Turn to your right, now! Slow down. Slow down, but keep going. We need to get across the river. They'll think we're heading back towards the city. There are a group of heretics there. They're not good folk generally, but they would help any who fight the church. Believe me, the Inquisitor isn't someone we want to cross paths with. Her only concern is when the next set of devil worshiper heads are going to roll. And she's not too picky about what's considered an affront to the divine. Finally, the river. We're almost safe. The ranger showed me a ford here. It runs much shallower than it appears. We can cross and our pursuers will think that we're following the river back to the city. I can be clever when I need to be. But you know that. That's what I like about you. You actually listened to me. You cared what I was saying and took the time to understand me. Not everyone does. I can assure you. All right, we're almost safe. Those stuffy priests aren't going to want to get their precious robes dirty. And it's not like them to bring lowly scouts. At the very least, we can hide out here in the grove until dawn. It's not as comfortable as a tent, but it will have to do. No, you most certainly do not have to thank me. I never should have even considered following that order, and... you're bleeding. Looks like that arrow got you as it went past. Are you even going to tell me about this? You've always been too quiet for your own good. Come on, I have to clean and bind your wound, or else you may get sick. I'll have to do it the normal way. My healing powers won't work anymore. I broke my vows the moment I chose to disobey my orders, so my connection to the divine is gone. Don't apologize. This is not your responsibility to take. I chose this path for myself, and I wouldn't have it any other way. No matter what happens tonight, I will not have any regrets. I could never kill a companion anyway. Not one who I've shared such danger and triumph with. You've done more good for the land than all the soldiers and squires in that camp put together. Now hold still while I take a look. It seems the arrow just grazed you. It's a bad cut, but it's just a cut. Thank... thank the divine. I'm just gonna clean it, and then I'll put some of this moss on your wound. Don't make that face. I know what I'm doing. I was a healer before all this paladin nonsense. This'll keep the infection away and help you heal faster. All right. The wound is clean, treated, and bound. It should heal quickly if you don't move around too much. Oh, here. I took some rations from the camp while you were getting ready. They taste terrible, I know, but their primary purpose is nutrition, after all. Seasoning would be a luxury, and luxury is a sin. Hey, what are you doing? I'll be all right, just... you don't have to use your powers to keep me warm. No, I don't want you to build a fire either. That will only alert the enemy of our location. I suppose I won't be of any use to us if I get sick. It's true. Fine, but do it sparingly. And only so I don't catch a chill in my wet clothes. Yes, I... it would be all right for you to sit with me. I suppose the less distance between us, the less power you'll have to use to keep the both of us warm. I have to say, this is not how I expected to be spending my night. It's been a while since I traveled with other group. I feel their absence now more than ever, but I'm glad you're here with me. In the past, I would have been afraid of this very situation. Alone with you, so close together like this. Vulnerable. Not that I'm implying that you would do something inappropriate. It's the reverse, really. I was afraid I just, I'm not making any sense. I know. Do you remember when that Merilith demon nearly killed me? You pulled me out of the way when I fell so the cleric could heal me. It was very foolish of you. Foolish, but brave. We've done many brave things like that for each other. And do you remember later that night, when you came to me and asked how I was? I told you I wasn't injured and that I had been healed, so I was all right now, and you said that wasn't what you meant, and at the time, I didn't understand why you looked so frustrated with me, so I gave you a dirty look, but you ignored it. You waited and sat with me until I was comfortable enough to share with you how scared I had been and how ashamed I was of my fear. You listened and told me that I was still just a mortal and that I took too much on my shoulders sometimes. And honestly, I felt so much better after that. And I realized you saw something in me no one else had before. A well of endless strength and inspiration. But only you saw me as an equal. Only you saw that sometimes I didn't want to be strong or needed or leaned on, and that I needed to be weak at that moment so I could face my fear and not deny it, so I could recover. Our friends are amazing warriors and excellent companions, don't get me wrong, and I do care for them, but they don't understand me like you do. I don't see in them what I see in you. So, I suppose what I'm trying to say is, I don't, you're special to me. You're like a great treasure. That's what you are, and I don't want to spend you or just protect you. I want to hold on to you, and are you holding back laughter? Why would you laugh at me now? Oh, I see. You knew of my feelings for you all this time, and you never told me. I think I understand. I see the way you look at me as well. Especially when I remove my armor to bathe. It's nice to know I'm not the only one who can get flustered. But I never shared how I felt because I knew we could never be together. Even if it would have felt good to say the words. I understand why you never told me. You're much too kind to do something like that to me. If you had shared your feelings with me, then I'd either have to reject you or admit the truth. It would have forced me to decide between the ideals I hold dear and the love of my life. But you have my heart and my desire. You're the sole object of it. You're all I see when I close my eyes, and some nights when I dream such vivid, sinful dreams, they're all of you. Of the ways I wish your clever hands would touch me to the core and unravel me from inside out. If you had told me how you felt and asked me, I'm sure I would have abandoned my vows in an instant. I would have given myself to you completely, left the order and never looked back. Well, I've made my decision. My love for you is greater than my sense of justice for the church. I know I'm going against the will of the divine, and That puts us in terrible danger, but how can something so sinful feel so right? I've already broken one vow. Will you help me break another? A paladin of the divine is chaste, but I'm no longer a paladin, so I no longer have to deny myself. Are you really gonna make me ask for it? Ugh, you are completely incorrigible. I guess I can't blame you. I've denied the attraction between us for so long that it must seem strange to hear me speak so plainly about it now. But I want you to make love to me. No, you idiot. I don't just want to lay with you. I want to be yours. I want you to take me completely. Ravage me so every inch of me belongs to you. I want to taste you on my lips and feel your searing hot touch on my skin and still beg for more. Though I have never done anything like this before. So really, I've no idea how to properly love you or satisfy you, so you're probably gonna find me a little difficult. Oh, haha. If you find me so difficult, then what? Yes. Gods, yes. Help me get my armor off. Unhook it, Karen. And get that little latch and oh, when you kiss my neck like that, it makes me go wild. I want to feel more of your warmth against me. I want to pull you in closer and closer. I need to feel your weight on me. I need to feel you inside me. Thank you for being so understanding, but I really do want you quite badly. Would it be all right for you to be on top? I'm tired of taking charge. Tonight, I want to give up control. I just want you to take me how you want me, and be as rough as you please. Give in to your most carnal desires, because I know I can trust you. I trust you. I trust you, and I love you, so please, take me here. And now and forevermore, as long as you'll have me. Everything you are doing pleases me, so just please. Just your breath whispering over my skin has been enough to send tingles down to my most intimate parts. You want me to lay back? Like this? Legs apart? This is a little embarrassing. No, I mean, I'm fine. It's fine. I've never felt ashamed of nudity, but I've never felt this exposed to someone before. I've never wanted someone to want me this badly either. Can you get undressed too? I want to see you in the moonlight. I am so blessed. You are so handsome and hard. I guess I shouldn't have been so worried about you wanting me. Could you go slow at first? I want to remember this. Don't stop, just keep going. Gods, this feels so right. Please make love to me, please. I've dreamed of this so much. I've seen it so clearly in my mind. You, on top of me, thrusting, my legs spread and wrapped around you, pulling you closer and closer to me, deeper inside of me. This is so much more than I imagined. All those nights I spent touching myself, rueful that I couldn't have you the way I needed you. I thought my desires were wrong then, but now I don't. I know this isn't wrong. It cannot be wrong to love you. Out of all of us, you are the most deserving of love. You are the kindest and bravest soul I've ever met. I'm grateful that you chose me and that you stayed with me. I'm grateful for every thrust. I'll be especially grateful when I know that you've come inside of me. I've wanted that for so long. My desire has built up inside of me for so long, and I was so ashamed. I thought about what would happen if the church knew. I watched you change when we came together, and I knew that was sin. I wore less clothing when we rested so you'd look at my body the same way, and I definitely knew that that was sin. And every night I prayed that whatever this was would go away, and I know now that whatever I felt was honest desire and true love. So now it doesn't matter anymore, and all I pray is that I'll be forgiven. My body is my gift to you, now and forevermore. Please claim me. Breathe me. Yes. I don't care about anything else. Just please. Just now. Please.
Ah.
go yet, please. I just want to feel you for a little while longer. Please. I feel closer to you than I've ever felt to anyone. I may have fallen, but right now, in this moment, I still feel divine. Although I guess I was wrong about one thing. You are an excellent rider. It's good to know that you're still cute when you get flustered. Oh, your wound. Oh, I was so excited I forgot all about it. You're bleeding again. I'm sorry. I'll fix the bandage. What? No, I hadn't thought to try and lay my hands on the wound. I broke my vows, remember? My healing is gone. I feel like it would only be too painful to try and to feel an emptiness where the grace was in the past. No, you're right. I should try. Even if it doesn't work. It's selfish of me to hide from the truth. There. You see? It didn't work? I healed you. I healed you. You're healed completely. How is that even possible? I don't understand. I broke my vows to the Order. I committed the worst sin. What do you mean? Of course I don't think you're sinful for loving me. You're the kindest person I know. Oh. I see. You don't believe I sinned. You think that by saving you, I pursued the greater good. That maybe I'm still a true servant of the divine. I swore to protect the innocent and strike down evil and your insufferable attitude aside, you've always fought for the greater good, so it would have been evil to kill you. Perhaps we're not the ones that lost our way. But that's a lot to think about for tonight. I can't believe it. I truly don't have to choose. I can still fulfill my duty while loving you. I don't know what to think. I will need some time to think about this. Well, will you be there with me while I do? As my most precious person. Good. Good. We should rest. Even if our companions catch up to us soon, we still have to get you out of reach of the Order. More than ever, it is my duty to protect and love you.